Be'ezet HaMizbeach, we begin at Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Laws of Sanctification of the New Month, in the Sefer Zman, Book of Designated Times, which in this Perek we begin a conversation regarding figuring out the years and the Tekufis, which in this Perek specifically we discuss regarding the seasons and the calculation of the solar year, which is very intimately connected with the lunar year of the months that we go, because we actually have a solar lunar year, as we have previously explained, that you have to make sure that Pesach ends up in the spring season, which we go based on that seasons as we're describing, goes based on the sun, yet our months go based on the moon. Therefore, they have to be constantly aligned. So, and Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding first the disagreement regarding how long is the solar year. Shnas Hachama, the solar year, yesh mechach miyistrol shayimim. There are from the Jewish sages that say, shehi shasa yayim rviyayim, that it's 365 and a quarter days, shu sheshayis, which that quarter is, so it's basically 365 days and 6 hours. And the very simple understanding of that is because the sun in its orbit around the earth is one degree a day, which it's 360 degrees, going from west to east. So essentially, that's around a solar year of 365 days. Now, the Yesh Mem Sha'imim, there are those who say that, no, it's not 365 days and 6 hours, it's less than a quarter of a day, which rather it's 365 days, 5 hours, and 997 chalakim and 48 rogoyim, which are rega, is a 76th of a chalak. So too, the sages of Greece and of Persia, they also have a disagreement regarding this, regarding the mathematician Ptolemy in Alexandria, who put together a book on astronomy. The measurement of the solar year is 365 days and 5 hours and 993 and 3/5 of a chelik. And Al-Basani, which was an Arabic a mathematician, is 365 days, 5 hours, and 816 chalakim, which that's according to what makes the most sense, even though scientifically it's a little bit less than that, of how to calculate for our simple calculations of the solar year. Halacha Beis. Now, based on the tekufa of the opinion, which is Shmuel, how we paskin like, how we rule like, that we consider 365 days and Revia Hayyim in the quarter of a day, which is 6 hours. So Mishu Aimer, according to the one that says, Shehishasa Yom Revia Yom, there's 365 days in the quarter, which is the most simplest, cleanest ways of calculating. Yishar Mikol Machzer Shal Tasha Esar Shana, you're going to be remaining with every cycle of 19 years, which we spoke about in the previous parakim regarding the cycle of 19 years, which is how we end up aligning the solar year with the lunar year. And therefore there's the leap years in middle. At the end of that cycle, you can have remaining sha'achas, 1 hour, v'tuf pehei chalokim, and 485 chalokim. And the reason for that is because if a year is 365 and a quarter days times 19, that's 6,939 days and 18 hours, which if you talk about the lunar month, it's 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim times 235, is 6,939 days, 16 hours, and 595 chalakim, the difference being 1 hour and 485 chalakim. Now, and this is Kamesh Man, like we spoke about Perek Vav, Halacha Yud. Now, v'yir bein tekufa l'tekufa, you can have between every season, there's 4 seasons in the year, there's tekufas Nisan, which is the beginning of spring, you have Tekufas Tammuz, which is the beginning of summer, you have Tekufas Tishrei, which is the beginning of the autumn, and you have Tekufas Teves, which is the beginning of the winter. So you can have between every season, Echa B'Tishrei Yom, 91 days, V'Sheva Shoyes V'Chatzi Shah, and 7 hours and a half, 7.5 hours, because a few times that time is 4, for the 4 seasons, you're going to get to the exact number, 365 and a quarter, which is the number of days in a solar year. Now, when you're going to know the tekufa of one tekufa, one season, which day it starts, and which hour, well, then you're going to know when to start the following season after that, because it's exactly that amount of hours that we said to the next one, from the second one to the third, not until the end of time, you'll know one season after the other. Halacha Gimel, now, Tkufas Nisan. You have the spring equinox. He Hashav Achelik, that's the hour and the Chelik, which is that part of the hour. Shetekanes by Hashemesh, when the sun enters Bereish Mazal Tola, which there is the 12 Mazalis, which each one takes up a 12th of the perimeter of the galaxy, which a bunch of stars that look like a shape. So you have the Mazal of Tal of Lamb, which is Aries. That's the Latin word for these Mazalas, Utkufis. So that's when Tkufis Nisan starts. Utkufis Tamas, the summer solstice, which comes after the spring. And equinox is when the hours are, it's perfect 6 hour, 12 hour day, 12 hour night, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Solstice is the extremes. Summer is extreme long days, and the winter solstice is extreme opposite of the longest nights. So the Kuvis Tamas, the summer solstice, is Hayirsa Shemesh Beresh Mazal Sartan. That's when the sun is in the head of the Mazal of Cancer, when it starts that Mazal. The Kuvis Tishrei, and the autumn equinox is that's the other time that it gets to, because of the way the sun goes around. As we said, when it takes its cycle, it's on an angle, so it's going to be either very the highest point, lowest point, or when it meets somewhere in the middle, which is equinox. But the autumnal equinox, is when the sun is on the top of the head. It's at the beginning of the Mazal of Libra, of the scales, Tkufas Tevis, and the winter solstice of the winter, Hayesa Shemesh Beresh Mazal Gedi. It's when the sun is by the head of the Mazal of Gedi, of the goat, of Capricorn, which again, the Mazal is a group of stars that just looks like that shape. Now, Tkufas Nisan, the spring equinox, Hoysa Bashana Harishena Shalitzir. It was in the first year of creation, according to this calculation, Kaidim Meilid Nisan, before the Meilid, which again, that's the moon and the sun, which we're comparing to Tkufis and the Meilid, the Meilim Nisan, of the birth of the moon, the Tkufa came before that, B'Shiva Yamim, it predated it by 7 days, B'Teisha Shois, and 9 hours, B'Tof Reish Mem Beis Chalokim, and 642 Chalokim, which Simana, the mnemonic for that is Zat Tarmab, which is Zion is 7 days, Tess is 9 hours, and Tarmab is 642 Chalokim. Now, to explain this, it's based on a few different prerequisites, is that the Jewish sages counted for the Mabel, says the Gemara Shoshana, like Rabbi Eliezer, and for the Tekufa, for the season, like Rabbi Shua. What that means to say is, the way we calculate the moon is from Tishrei, like Rabbi Eliezer, that says the world was created in Tishrei. But for Tekufa, for the seasons, which is the calculation of the sun, that would count from the Nisan that was before that, before the actual, so to speak, creation of the world in Tishrei, calculate 6 months before that, in from Nisan, like Rabbi Shua, that holds that the world was created in Nisan. That's number one. Number two is the Meilid, the first Meilid, which is the moon, started with the creation of Adam Harishon, which was on Friday of creation and 2 hours into the day, which was what's called Vav Yudalad, 6 day and 14 hours, because 12 hours of the nighttime and 2 hours into the day. And prerequisite number three is that the remnants of a lunar month, after you take away the complete week, because we just want to know what day comes out. You take away the cycles of seven, so you take away the 4 weeks of 28. You remain with 1 day, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. Now, if we're going back from Tishrei, because although the world was created in Tishrei, but for the Tkufa we go with Nisan, we go back a half a year. If we're just going to consider the remainder, because we don't care about how many actual days and weeks it is, we just want to know, well, how much are we adding on to the amount of days? It's going to be Beis Dalad Tov Lamed Ches. It's going to be for this 2 days, 4 hours, and 438 Chalakim. Now, based on this, the Meilid of Nisan that was estimated, that was before the actual creation itself, was Dalad Tes Tov Reish Mem Beis. Meaning, if you take when we said the original Meilid was, which was Friday, 14 hours into the day, and you minus 2 days, 4 hours, and 438 chalakim, which is how much the remainders are, if you're going back 6 months, because they said, you said every month has a certain remainder and you're going back, it's going to come out to be on Wednesday, 9 hours and 642 chalakim. Now, the Meilid of Tishrei of that year was on Monday, 5 hours and 204 chalakim. Because if you take Wednesday, 9 hours, 642 chalakim, and you minus 2 days, 4 hours, and 438 chalakim. Now, for the tekufa, for the seasons, we count from Nisan, from when it was still Tayu, before the 6 months before creation. Now, the sun itself was created on the beginning of Wednesday, which was the Ma'iris were made on Wednesday, the beginning, Tuesday night, which is called Leil Revi, in the beginning of the first hour. Now, since the length of a tekufa, as we described already, is 91 days and 7.5 hours, it comes out that every tekufa, that in contrast to the previous tekufa, we're only considering 7.5 hours, because 91 days gets divided by complete weeks without any remainder. Now, since the tekufa of Nisan, which is what we're counting from, was the beginning of Tuesday night, meaning of Wednesday, it comes out that the tekufa of Tishrei of creation that's after that was on Wednesday with 15 hours. So the moilid of that Tishrei was, like we mentioned before, was on Friday at 14 hours. Tekufa's Tishrei came before the moilid of Tishrei on day 21 and 3 hours. Now, if we add on to that half of the solar year of the, in regards to the lunar year, in other words, as we spoke about this in Parag Vav Halacha Dalad, that's 5 days, 10 hours, and 642 halakim, comes out that Kufas Nisan, again, that's with the sun, the solar year, came before, meaning the season of Nisan, the, like we're saying, the autumnal equinox, came before the Meilid of Nisan, the measurement that the Rambam is describing over here, of 7 days, 9 hours, and 642 chalakim. Halacha Dal. Now, regarding the calculation of the tekufa, in regards to the calendar of the month, der cheshvanat tekufa, the way to calculate the seasons, kachi, is like this. Teda tchila kamach zeren shleimim shnas yitzir. First, you got to figure out how many cycles, full cycles of 19 years has gone on from the beginning of creation, ademach ze shetetz, until you're up to the cycle that you want to calculate, and take from every one of those cycles 1 hour and 485 chalakim, which is what you have more from the 19 solar years over the 19 lunar years, as we spoke about this in Halacha Beis in Perek Vav Halacha Yud. Now go ahead and gather the adding, the addition of all those chalakim. There's 1,080 chalakim an hour. When you go over 1,080, gather them into shoyis, into hours. V'chal shoyis, and then when you have 24 hours, gather them into yom, into days. And then betigur menakal. Then take away from that whole sum total, shiva yamim, v'teisha shoyis, v'tof reish mem beis chalakim, 7 days, 9 hours, and this 642 chalakim, so that you could start the cheshbon from the meilid of Nisan, and therefore you take away this Zat Tarmab, like we spoke about, which was when the Tekufa of Nisan was before the Moil of Nisan. And the remainder, after you take away what we said, is what you're going to add on to the Moil of Nisan of the, because we want to go to the Moil of Nisan, not the Tekufa of Nisan, so we have to take that away, which was before that amount, to the Moil of Nisan of the first team in the Machzer of the 19-year cycles. You're going to come out to what hour and how much of the month will be the tekufa of Nisan of that year from the cycle. From there you start counting 91 days and 7.5 hours for every subsequent season. Now, let's say you want to know the tekufa of Nisan, the autumnal equinox of this year, which is this and this year in the cycle that you're standing in, that you're at. So take for all the completed 19-year cycles, like we said, an hour and 485 chalakim for every single machzor. Again, because that's the discrepancy between after 19 years between the solar year and the lunar year. And for every year that was finished from this machzor that you're in, take asara yamim, 10 days, for chafal of shoyis, and 21 hours of reish dalat chalakim and 204 chalakim l'choshon for every single year, because that's the difference between a solar year and a lunar year. And a kapitza kol, and then put it all, gather it all together. But for tigerman, you got to, again, diminish from it, zayin yamim, v'teshoyis, v'tarmab chalakim. Got to take away that 7 days, 9 hours, and the 642 chalakim, which is, again, the difference from the tekufa of Nisan to get to the moila of Nisan. And then, v'ashar, whatever's remaining, tashlichem, then you divide that by chodshei halavana, the lunar months, which are chav tes yayim, b'yud b'tshoyis, v'zayin meis, b'tzadik, 29 days, 12 hours, 790 chalakim. Whatever is remaining, less than what you took away from the lunar months, you'll add it on al moel nisan shel eis hashana, on the moel of nisan of that year, and b'teda you'll know zman tkufas nisan shel eis hashana, the time of the autumnal equinox shel eis hashana of that year, b'kamayim mechedeshi, what day of the month it is, b'kamasha, and what hour it is. Now, Tkufas Nisan l'fi cheshbon zeh, the autumnal equinox according to this calculation, in contrast, if you went with the precise mathematical equation, in lo'ilam ela, it's not going to be but four different possibilities. Oy b'tchilat zalayla, even beginning of the night, 6 p.m., so to speak. Oy b'chatzei alayla, or midnight, oy b'tchilat zalayim, or daybreak. Oy b'chatzei alayim, or noon, because the first Tkufas Nisan was the beginning of the fourth day, which is Tuesday night. Now the time of Tkufas Nisan from one to the one before that is going to be a difference of 6 hours, because if you do 4 times 7.5, which is the difference between Tkufas by Tkufas, so it takes 4 to get back to this Tkufas that you're at, is 30. So that's 1 day and 6 hours. So we're not counting days; we're just counting the hours. It's going to be always by 6. So it's going to be either the beginning of a day or night, or the midpoint of the midnight or midday. Now, Tkufas Tamuz, regarding the next season of the summer solstice, lo'ilam in ela will not be but oy bezayin choyz mechza, either 7.5 hours, oy b'sha'ach mechza, or 1.5 hours, bein b'yamim leil, whether talking about day or night time, because since Tkufas Nisan, the first one was on Tuesday, 6 p.m., so to speak, it comes out that the Tkufas Tamuz after that was 7.5 hours into the day. So when you pass the year, so it's going to be a difference of 6 hours. It's going to be at 1.5 hours into the day, and so on and so forth, and therefore that's going to be the cycle. With Tkufas Tishrei, now moving on then to the autumnal equinox, we were saying up until now, Tkufas Nisan is the spring equinox, meaning, and when you get Tkufas Tishrei, is the autumnal equinox, is lo'olam ein ela, so it's always going to be but test choice or begin Moshe Amaris is either 9 hours in the day or 3 hours in the day, meaning whether that be daytime or nighttime. But Tkufas Tevis and the Tkufas Tevis, which is the winter solstice, lo'olam ein ela, oy b'yud shoyis amechza, either 10.5 hours into the day, oy b'arba shoyis amechza, or 4.5 hours into the day, bein b'yayim, bein b'layla, again, whether day or nighttime, again, based on the same calculation of the original one of 7.5 hours, and then it keeps on going by 6 hours, again and again and again throughout history. Now, regarding calculating this season based on the day of the week, if you wonder what day of the week, which hour, tia tkufa, will be the season, meaning up until now we're talking about the day of the month, and now we want to talk about the day of the week without knowing the day of the month. So, kachshan gemuris, take the completed years, sha'avru, that passed Mishnasa Yitzira, from the year of creation, atshana shatitz, until the year that you want to calculate. Vashach hakol chofches chofches, and make everything into periods of 28. Now, the remnants of a solar year, after you take away complete weeks, is over the lunar year is a day and 6 hours. Now, the remnants of 28 years of a solar year combines to complete weeks without any remainders, because if you take 1.25 times 28, comes out to 35 days, which is exactly 5 weeks. So it's going to be the same exact day. That's why they chose a cycle of 28 solar years. It's called the Machzor Gadol, in contrast to the Machzor Katan of 19 years, when you take 28, which is actually gets you right back. That's when we do Berachas Hachama, gets you right back to when it was at creation. So Vahnisha Yisim Mechav Ches, whatever is left over more than after you divide into 28. Kach L'chol Shana, take for every single year, Yom Echad Vav Shais, one day and 6 hours. V'kabetz HaKol, and gather it all together, Vayis L'b Gimel, and add on 3 days, I'll explain in a second. V'ashlech HaKol Zayin Zayin, and then divide everything by sevens, meaning because we don't care about the days of the week, because now we only want to know what day of the week, so we take away sevens, that's not important. V'anishim HaYom, and the Shais, whatever's remaining from the days and the hours, T'ashlech Limnis Metchilis L'lecha B'Shabbos, then you'll start to count from the beginning of that week, Matzah Shabbos, on the beginning of that Sunday, which is at nighttime, L'shagia Cheshbon, to which the calculation comes out to, Boitiyat Tekuvas Nisan, that's going to be the Tekuvah of Nisan. Now, Vlom Masib Shalash, why are we adding a 3 days? Fisher Tekuvah Rishon, the Shoshnas Yitzir, because the first season of the year of creation, Chesiv Tchilas L'Revi, was in the beginning of the fourth day, and therefore we can add on, if it's we're starting Matzah Shabbos Sunday, the night of Sunday, you want to go 3 more days to the night of Wednesday. So really we discussed in this halacha 3 questions. One was knowing the hour and the day of the month of the Tkufa of Nisan, the beginning of a cycle. Number 2 was knowing the hour and the day of a month of Tkufas Nisan in a specific year in the Machzer. And number 3 was knowing the hour and the day in a of the week of a Tkufas Nisan, again, whether in the beginning of the Machzer or whether in the middle of a Machzer. Halacha Ketzav, so Ram illustrates. How do we understand this? Hadesh Shadetzinu laid the Tekuvah of Nisan. Let's say we want to know the Tekuvah of Nisan, what day of the week, what hour. Shoshnas Tisham Meis Lamed Va'arbas Alofim Litzir. Some say that's when the Rambam was writing this, but definitely it was during the Rambam's time period. Of 4,930 years Litzira from creation. So, like the Rambam had just described in previous halacha, if you do it by cutting up into a piece of 28 years, you're going to be remaining with 1 year over that mark. Okay. So like we said, for every single year that you have, take 1 day and 6 hours, which is how much more the solar year in day is more than the lunar year in that way. But like we said, you add on 3 days because we want to take you from, which we're starting really, the Matzah Shabbos, which we want to go to Leil Dalad. And on 3 days, Nimtzes Tekuvas Nisan comes out that Tekuvas Nisan B'Leil Chamishi will be on the night of Thursday, Sheish Shois B'Leila, 6 hours, meaning midnight of Leil Chamishi. Now, Kshtois B'Leil Sheva Shois Emetza, when you add on 7.5 hours, Hadei Tia Tekuvas Tamas. So going to the next season, because that we said is a difference of 7.5 hours, Hadei Tekuvas Tamas. So you get to the summer solstice, will be B'Shoa Metza Meyem Hei. You'll be by an hour and a half of Thursday. When you add another 7.5 hours to the next Tekufa, to get Tekufa's Tishrei, so now you buy the autumnal equinox, but Tishrei's Miyam Hei, you'll be 9 hours from Thursday. And you add another 7.5 hours, to Tekufa's Teves, you'll be by the winter solstice, but Dal Choyz Mechzim Alel Vav, you'll be 4.5 hours from the night of Friday. You had another 7.5 hours. To get to Kuvas Nisan, Haba, you'll be by the following a spring equinox, a Betchilas Yom Vav in the beginning of the sixth day, by daybreak. Now, Valderech Zu Atzevam, and this is the path you keep on going till the end of time. Tekuva Achat Tekuva, you'll be able to know one season after another season. Aloch Vav, and a more abridged calculation of knowing the calendar for the month, im tirta leida becoming yom chodesh. If you want to know what day of the month, tir tekuvas nisan shoshana zu, which will be the spring equinox of this year, without knowing the precise hour, so teida tchila. First, you should know beizu yom imei shvuatia. What day of the week is it going to be? Which we spoke about halacha dalad. Ubeizu yom yikvu nisan shoshana zu, and what day will nisan be established for this year, which we spoke about in Perek Vav and Perek Ches. And the Kamashon Gemurus Avim in the Machzer, how many full years have already passed from this cycle, what it means to say the Machzer cut in that of the 19-year lunar cycle, as we spoke about in Perek Vav Alach Yud. And the Tikach L'Chol Shana, you take for every single year, Achat Aser Yom, 11 days, which really is 10 days, 21 hours, and 204 chalakim. That's the difference between a solar and a lunar year. But the Rambam means to estimate, round off, so to get it to complete days, to make it easier to calculate the tkufa. The seisif aschum yom, now you add on to the number of days, zayin yomim, 7 days, bismanim elu, in these times, meaning what he means to say is, what he was, when he was writing this, which was this 4,730 years from creation, which here also it's not precise, he's just rounding off whole days. That year was the ninth year of the 260th Machzer, which the remnants of 19 solar years over 19 lunar years is 1 hour and 485 halakim is spoken in halacha base. But he's rounding off where that means to say the sum total of the remainders of 259 complete machzerim would be 15 days, 15 hours, and 335 halakim. Rounding it off, the Rambam's rounding off to 15 days. Now, from that, we take off 7 days, 9 hours, and 642 halakim, as we've spoken on Halacha Dalad. So, to make it easy, you take off 8 full days. So, you remain with 7 days from those 15 days that we added on, which were gathered from the years, which don't add up to a full machzer. Okay. So, the Hashlech HaKol Lamed Lamed. And then, what you do is you divide it in amounts of 30, which here it's also rounded off, because really it's 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. But we're going to do that as 30 days, so we're dividing amongst that. Whatever is remaining for less than the 30s, Tazchalim Noisi, start counting that Mirish Chedish Nisan from Rish Chedish Nisan, because by taking away 7 days, 9 hours, and the 642 chalakim, that you had Tekuvah Nisan that was before the Meilam Nisan, so we start the Cheshbin of the Tkufa from the Meilad of Nisan, as we spoke in Halacha Dalad. So, Imigilim at Tkufa, if you get to the day of the Tkufa, Mutab, that's good. Now, Hesab Yoyim, Shnei Yom, Gimel Yom, Alamin. So, add on a day or two or three on the number, Achigilim at Tkufa, until you get to the day of the Tkufa, because like we spoke about, there's discrepancies, as we spoke about previously, of 2 hours and 676 Chalakim, or 14 hours and 438 chalakim, or 11 hours and 287 chalakim, meaning because we're rounding off. We spoke about in different areas, that's to a day and 4 hours and 521 chalakim. The difference of the first year after a Shnasi Iber, which is approximating the difference between a solar year and a lunar year, comes out to be a full day. In the second year, so it would be more than 2 days, and the third year would be more than 3.5 days. So, since we're estimating, this might be a little bit off, so you might have to add a day or two or three. V'mtiya, shonim u'beres, now if it's a leap year, taskh limnis mirish chedish adershen, then start counting from the beginning of adersheni, which that's really essentially the equivalent of chedish nisan in the regular year. U'liyem shigiyah cheshbin, and the day that comes out the calculation, but isayim v'chedish tiyatkuva, that day of the month, is going to be when the season is going to be. Halachas and Kitzas. Rambam illustrates an example. He says, "We should later. We want to know what day of the month is going to be the spring equinox. Shal Shnas Tov Tov Kuf Lamed, which is the Rambam, his year of 730 Shehi Shana Tashias Mimachzer Reishamach, which was the ninth year of the 60th cycle of 19 years from creation. So Mitzanu Rish Chedesh Nisan Nikba Ba Bachemishi. So he said, okay, one of the prayer records you got to know is, okay, when's Rish Chedesh Nisan? That's on Thursday. Utkufas Nisan, when's that? That's Bachemishi. That's on Thursday. Now, Lefisha, he says, Shanazut Shias L'Machzer. Now, since this year is the ninth year of the cycle, Yihar Shan Magamuris, that means the completed years from this cycle were already Shemayinu 8. Okay. So if you take for every one of those years, Yud Alf Yom 11 days, which we said is this discrepancy of the solar and lunar, you call Yom Peches, a sum total of 88 days. Taisav Zayin, add on 7, like we said, you have to add on 7. Hakol Tzadihei. So everything is sum total of 95. Ta'ashach Hakol Lama Lama says split up everything into days into 30s. Nishra Heyam, there's a remainder of 5 days. Kirstas Lama says Heyam, Rish Chedesh Nisan. We start counting 5 days from Rish Chedesh Nisan, Shoybech Mesha, which was on Thursday. Yigiyach Hezmon Yom Sheni, it'll come out to be on Monday. Ukvar Yidan, really, no, Shein HaTekub B'Shein B'Shabbos, HaTekub is not on Monday, El B'Chemishi, only on Thursday. Oh, okay. Levika Tezim Achay Yom, you got out on day after day, actually, to get L'Chemishi, to get up to Thursday, Shu Yom HaTekuvah, which that's the day of the Tekuvah. And then it comes out, Tekuvah is Nisan B'Shan Azu, comes out that the spring equinox of this year comes up B'Yom Shmini B'Chadish Nisan. So if we want to know what day of the month, it's going to be on the 8th day of the month of Nisan. And Valder Chazer Tassim B'Chosh B'Chosh, this is how you have to do for every single year. Halacha Ches, the Ram just clarifies, says, Eshem, and this is what we said, Tesev Yom HaChayim, so you got to add on day after day, because again, it's an approximation, just trying to give you an easy way to figure out the tekufa of the day of the month, actually, the Yom HaTekuvah, until you get to the day of tekufa, says, you're never going to have to add on, Elo Yom Echad Obeiz Agimel, either a day or two or three, again, as we mentioned before, because this is an approximation, and that might total the max 3 days. A pelgalon, and it would be a great wonder if it could, it's extenuating circumstance, it would happen shatid tzarech lahitziv arbayim, that you'd have to add on 4 days, which is the maximum possible, and it's going to be literally 3.5 days, and it's going to be over that mark, and you're going to then estimate it, it's going to be by day four. But if you find that you have to add on a day more than that, If you're ready at 5 days, that gap, then you realize you must have made a mistake in your calculation. And go back and calculate more precisely, because it can't be that it'd be, because with all our approximations and estimations, it can't be that it'd be that of 5 days.